At this time, we would like to welcome you to Spiritual Talk Radio. This program is here to educate, encourage, and empower you, and we do this by providing you with spiritual teaching and free readings from psychic medium Michael and his guests. Check out www.spiritualtalkradio.net to see all that has taken place here already and all that is ahead. We would like to encourage you to be a part of the program by calling in at 1-347-327-9316. Our lines will open later on in the program, and you will be notified by Michael when this happens. Now sit back, relax, and let's see what Spirit has in store for you and I today on Spiritual Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Hi. I am right back. Welcome to Spiritual Talk Radio, and I hope that you're having a great Monday. And man, you know, I just feel like the Spirit wants to do something. I know I always say that, but I definitely feel it, and I wouldn't say it otherwise. But I've been watching, I mean, most of the day today, I've been watching a lot of the inauguration stuff. And, you know, the one thing I want to focus on is something the president said during his inaugurational speech about moving forward. You know, it's going to take all of us working together to accomplish change, to see that change that we want to see in the world. You know, Gandhi said it very elegantly when he said, you know, be the change you want to see in the world. Be that change. You know, we're all talking about change. We're all wanting change. But are we being the change? You know, are we being that thing that will move us all forward, you know, with the collective? Is it a shift in consciousness? Definitely a shift in consciousness. If you haven't been to my personal website for the business part of everything, it has changed. It is www.spirituallyawakening.com. And I said that all pretty good. I think. So www.spirituallyawakening.com. And that's where we are right now. And I'm going to be talking a little bit about some of those changes. But that's where we are in our lives, in our past. We are spiritually awakening. Your brain wants to say spiritual awakening, but it's actually spiritually awakening. And so that's what you are doing. You've been in this process. You've been in this journey. From the moment that you take a breath, spiritual awakening is not a destination, it is a journey. And every experience, everything that we experience in our lives, bring us to that place of spiritual awakening. And once we begin to see that, and I'm going to be talking a little bit more about that as we go on tonight, but if we can see that, even the good times, the bad times, I want to pull my hair out times, all of those times bring us to a place of spiritual awakening. Yes, we can move forward, and yes, we can spiritually awake. Let's go ahead and put on a song, and then we'll be back and with our opening prayer. Don't go anywhere. Spirit's going to do something in your life tonight. I can feel it. 347-327-9316 is the call-in number. There are a few people on the switchboard already. But if you would like to be a part of the program, if you want to see what Spirit wants to do in your life, then just call in. 347-327-9316. We will be right back, and let's go ahead. And I had a whole song that I was going to put on. But that's changed since then. So how about we put on this one, and we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Nothing but
Father, Mother God, I just thank you for this day. We thank you for everything that you do for us, seen and unseen, heard and unheard, felt and unfelt. Father, Mother God, we just thank you for the angels that are right now, ministering unto us, putting their arms of love around us, letting us know that yes, we can fly, yes, we can reach our goals, yes, we can be all that we are supposed to be. Father, Mother God, I just thank you so much right now for the spirit that I'm beginning to feel rising up inside of me. And Father, Mother God, at this moment in time, I move out of the way that you can move in me as you always do on this program. Let us forget the worries of today and the trials of today, and let us focus right now on this moment, this now moment with you. Let us let go of our fears and our doubts and our apprehensions, and let us move forward into the spiritual world that's in us and around us. And Father, Mother God, I thank you for the listeners that are listening to my voice and your voice at this moment in time. And Father, Mother God, I thank you for their lives. And I thank you for the miracles that they are going to do. And I thank you for the empowerment that you're putting in their lives even right now. And Father, Mother God, I thank you for it. And Father, Mother God, right now, surround us with that white light of the Holy Spirit, that white light of protection that protects us and guides us and directs us into where you want us to be. And Father, Mother God, above everything else tonight, let us remember that we are spiritual beings having a human experience. And don't let us ever forget who we truly are. And let us return to that place. And we say namaste. And we say amen. The card of the show is from my Gaia deck. And it is actually the apprehension card. On the bottom of the card it says, moving out into the world, doubt and fear. Moving out into the world, doubt and fear. You know, there was a time in my life that I didn't believe that I could fly. There was a day in my life when I couldn't run through an open door. Because I didn't see an open door. I didn't see any hope. I didn't see anything. And it felt like that the world had clipped my wings. And it felt like I was grounded. And I was always going to be in a cage. And be trapped forever and ever. But luckily for me, and luckily for you, Spirit had other plans for my life. There was a time when I could have just crawled into a hole and just never been. But Spirit had other plans for my life. You know, I don't always understand why Spirit chose me. I don't understand that. I still don't understand that. But I'm thankful for it. I wouldn't have it any other way. I think that a lot of times Spirit uses the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. I think sometimes in life that Spirit just says, hey, you know what? They count you out, but I don't. We all have a purpose, and we all have a reason to be on planet Earth. And if you think you're just here, hold on. If you think you're just here just to be here, you're wrong, because you have a purpose. You have something special to offer. all of us. We're all one. And if we can come together as one, can you imagine what we could do? But we've allowed ourselves to forget who we truly are. And we've allowed the world to clip our wings. And it's time to return home to the center of us. I began to see this weeks ago when we had the lady on that was talking about feng shui. I was sitting there and spirit began to talk to me while she was talking. And I began to see things in my own life that I could see out of balance. But there was something big out of balance. There was something huge that was out of balance. I was stuck in old energies and I was stuck in a way of thinking that was not beneficial for my higher good. And it had to do with the name of what I used to call my business, and it was Insights with Michael, because I had forgot that it was hooked to something else. A lot of times we forget. Our subconscious has things up there that likes to keep us in those cages and in those holes. But luckily my spirit guide showed me something, and I said, oh, my lands. For two or three years, I was stuck in energy that was no longer benefiting me and was not even aware of it. Oh, yeah, of course, I kept moving forward and trying to keep moving forward. But if you watched Insights with Michael, you saw it change over and over and over and over. Because in my mind, I was unhappy with it. But I thought it was the sight that I was unhappy with. But what really happened is I was unhappy with me. I was unhappy with something that was stuck there. And it took my spirit guide, Stephen, showing me something. And then saying, hey, you know what, Michael? Yes, you can fly out of this. You can get past this. But you have to move away from that. Sometimes we have to move away from things that we love and that we care about and that we think is good for us. But it isn't. Spirit calls us to a higher purpose and a higher reasoning and a higher vibration, and we have to let go of lower vibrations and we have to move past those things into a higher vibration. So one day I was sitting at home and I had pulled Insights with Michael down because I knew something was wrong, but I didn't know what. I pulled it down and I said, I sit there and I prayed and I said, Spirit, I don't know what's wrong. And then they showed me, and I was like, whoa. And then I thought, okay, it has to be something else. It has to be something new. Because we are evolving. If you've watched me over the last year, starting about June of 2012, you began to hear in my voice an evolution, a change. Moving into a higher consciousness, moving into a higher vibration. You heard it happening in June of last year. I began to see it in the numbers of this program in June of last year. Something is happening here, my friends. Something is happening in our lives, and we're moving into a higher vibration. We're moving into a higher place, and we can fly, and we can reach our goals, and we can go through those open doors, but we do it together. We can't do it by ourselves. Not one individual can reach spiritual awakening by themselves. It takes a community. It takes all of us working together to accomplish a goal. I'm going to take some calls here in a few minutes, and then we're going to talk throughout the show. But out of that, I began to think about what are we doing? Where are we in our lives right now? I want you to think about that right now. Where are you right now in your path? What is happening in your life? You're spiritually awakening. That's what we are. That's what we are doing. As a collective and as a whole, We are spiritually awakening. Some of us are in different places in this shift to spiritual awakening. Some of us keep hitting that snooze alarm of that spiritual alarm clock. We keep hitting that thing. That's okay if you keep hitting that. But it's time to come awake, okay? It's time to do that. Talk about time to do things. Let's talk to Patty. Patty, thank you for calling. Oh, I want to give some direction tonight before we take a call. Sorry, Patty. I got you all excited and then I moved away from you. I would like for you just to ask me tonight to say your name. And when I say hi, you just say your name and where you're calling me from. And let's just see what Spirit has to say to you tonight. Because Spirit knows, and this is one thing that Spirit was talking to me about. Spirit knows exactly what you need. Spirit already knows your question even before you ask your question. Okay? So just ask, you know, just say, hey, Michael, my name is this, and I'm calling from here. All right? That would help me. All right? Let's say hi to Patty. Patty, go ahead and say your name for me, please.
Patty from Arizona.
Okay. Thank you, Patty. How are things going today?
Well, that was the reason why I called. I think my friend was hiding the fact that he was with me at the store, and we had a big argument over it.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry about that. Why do you feel that?
Because normally later on in the parking lot, he said he saw a particular person there, and
okay.
You know, I had asked him why he didn't want to shop alongside of me. Normally he does, and there was a big argument ensued, and I'm not sure if we're going to recover our relationship.
Okay. Let me look at this really quick. If you don't mind, could I have this other person's name, the person that was with you, if you don't mind?
Bob.
Bob? Okay. I will tell you that I do feel like that this relationship does have to have some communication here. I don't feel like it's over. I don't feel that at all. I'm not getting that vibration from this. What I do feel like, I do feel like that Bob is hiding something. I will tell you that. I do feel that. I do feel like that there was a reason why he didn't want this person to see you guys together. But I don't feel like it's for the reason that you're thinking it's for. I just feel like that he felt very uncomfortable for some reason. But the one thing that's here is needs to be here is communication between you and Bob. Calm communication. So, you know, calmness would help here. So, because escalating things, you know, is not going to solve things. So what I would do is, you know, talk to him, you know, and just say, you know, this is how it made me feel. And you know, and figure out why it made you feel that way. You know, it made you feel a certain way. So figure out what's in you that made this insecure to you. And so because there was something that it's brought up in you and was trying to show you. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Was it a woman he was trying to hide from?
I don't feel like it was a woman. That's why I'm telling you that I feel like that you're misreading this. I don't think it was a woman at all. I don't see another woman there that for whatever reason, he just felt like it was necessary. I don't know. Maybe he was just having a bad day. I don't know what's going on with him for sure. But I will tell you, I don't feel like he was hiding you from another woman. I don't feel that. I don't even see another woman's energy around him. So that should make you feel a little better, hopefully. But the thing is that this brought up an insecurity with you. There was something that this brought up in you, and so this is trying to reflect. It's like a mirror, and it's trying to show you something. So you might want to look at how you felt and why did you feel that way. Immediately you went to the fact that he was hiding because of another woman. So this is an insecurity. So just really look at this, but I feel like that this relationship is good. As a reader, I'm seeing it being good. I actually could see this being a long-term relationship, but there's going to have to be some serious communication here and some healing. I feel like that there's still some stuff from a past relationship with you that is causing some of this. So you might want to look at that and see if there is something there. But, you know, just be securing yourself because he loves you and he cares about you. I will tell you that. He does care about you.
Oh, my God, you're flooring me. Thank you.
You're welcome. And you know, just really focus on you. Look at what this brought up in you and why you felt that way. And I think that you're going to see a bigger picture here. So, Patty, hopefully that helps, and I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Let's go ahead and hold on. My switchboard is not working correctly here. Okay, there we go. Let's go ahead and talk to 407. Could you say your name for me, please?
Kenesha.
Okay. And where are you calling from tonight?
Florida.
Florida. Okay. Could you say your name for me one more time, please?
Kenesha.
Kenesha. Okay. Thank you. Is there a particular question that you have? A focus?
Yes.
You want? Okay. Go ahead.
A particular question is about my kid's dad. Do you see us getting back together? I mean, we just had some, when I say like a tragedy go down in our relationship, like in the beginning of December, and I was mm-hmm. talking with him today, and he was like talking like, you know, like this is like me and him are no more, and he was going to just try to help me with the kids, and that's it. So my question is, do you see our relationship being over, like completely over? Are we just going to have like the co-parent relationship?
Okay. I don't want his first name, but could you just give me the initial of his first name, please?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I'm going to go with what I'm feeling. And what I'm picking up is that I feel like that this relationship's over. I just feel like it has come to an end. And I don't understand why it's come to an end, but Spirit does, and that's what I go with. Spirit knows what's for a higher good. I do feel like that, and in the long run, you will see that it's for your higher good, and I will tell you that I do feel somebody else that would be coming into your path probably at the end of this year, because there has to be some healing that takes place, but I do feel like that somebody else is coming at a picture here. But I do feel like that for the higher good of you and the higher good for the kids, this is going to be a better relationship. Because I feel like when you guys are together, sometimes it's like two matchsticks rubbing together sometimes, and there's a lot of friction. Does that make sense?
And so
there's a lot like that. I've had a relationship like that. You know, it just, when you guys get together, it's just all this argument and it's just really intense And that's uncomfortable for you. It's uncomfortable for the kids. It's causing everybody to be upset. And so I feel like that in the long picture of things, this is going to be a better thing for everybody. I just feel like that this is done. And I'm sorry. I wish I could have told you something different. But I do feel like that, you know, after a while, you're going to see that this is for your higher good. And like I do say, you're not going to be by yourself forever either. There is somebody that's coming into the picture down the line.
Okay. I guess he's going to be a better co-parent?
Yeah, I feel like that he will be a better co-parent. And the one thing, the other thing that I see with this, with you and him, is what's going to be amazing is you guys are going to have a strong friendship. You're going to have something you didn't have in this marriage. So it's going to be, you're going to see changes in him. You're going to see changes in yourself, and you're going to see changes in the kids. It's going to be a different relationship because he's not going to have that pressure of that marriage. And so, yeah, he's
not married. We were just boyfriend and girlfriend. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah. But I mean, there was some kind of a commitment there.
Right, so, yeah.
So the one thing that I would see is, you know, he is going to be a better person down the line. Yeah, definitely. I don't know, something with serious commitments, I don't know, sometimes it just makes a guy's head go haywire. I don't know why. I guess maybe
I feel like he's in a committed relationship right now since we're not talking. So what's the difference?
I don't know. I don't see that, but, you know, like I said, you know, what I'm seeing is that down the line, you know, things are going to be better. Okay? Hopefully that helps.
That's good. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay. We're going to slow down for just a second. 347-327-9316. If you would like to call in, and I would love to hear you from you. I got several people on the phone, but you know, we'll have time for you. So 347-327-9316. Let's talk to, actually, let's go to Rose. Rose, hi.
Hey, Michael, how are you?
I'm good. How can I help you?
I'll tell you a couple of things. You were right. I am going to end up staying here a little bit longer.
Okay.
Not sad about it, but got to be practical, right?
Yeah. Well, and it's, hey, Rose, it's all in timing. It, you know, if we just look at things, I always tell people this, everything's about timing. Everything happens for a reason. And the one thing that I'm going to tell you here, Rose, is the reason why you're staying there is because you need to heal some things there, okay, inside of you. And that's why this has been put on hold, okay? I'm going to tell you what I'm seeing, okay? So you got to be content where you are right now to get home, okay? What I mean by that is you just got to try to calm down and just let this be what it is. And really see, you know, like the other caller that I talked to earlier, you know, really see what it's bringing up in you, because it's bringing something up in you, okay? And so you're going to have to look at what it's bringing up. And is this something, and then you got to look at, okay, is this something I want to hang on to, or do I need to get rid of it? And so what you have to do is look at it and then get rid of some of this stuff. And then as you do, you're going to move on. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. My question to you, though, is do you think that circumstances will be better, like, you know, well, get along better with her here, and you know what I'm saying?
As long as you, when you start seeing that you're getting along with her better, you're going to get along with her better. You're manifesting this. And what I mean by this, Rose, is you think, well, man, I can't get along with her. You know, this is impossible. I'm not going to get along with her. You know, she's just always mean, and she doesn't want to get along. You're manifesting this. And you're in some ways, you're creating this. So what you need to do is say, okay, then what you need to do, Rose, is you need to say, okay, you know, I'm going to get along with her. The situation is going to get better. I see it getting better. It is getting better by the minute, by the moment. It's getting better and better. And if you can keep doing that and you can actually believe that, you're going to create the situation better. I believe that you can do this. And I will tell you, it is going to get better. But it will be you manifesting this and seeing it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yes and no, because I found out some stuff, reasons why she is the way that she is, and it's like external forces.
Yeah.
You know, well, stuff doesn't have anything to do with me.
Yeah, well, some of it is you. Okay, let me go back. Maybe I wasn't clear on what I was trying to say. I don't believe that you created the whole problem. I believe that there is a problem. What I meant was, I need to be a little more clear on this. What I meant by what I said was, you know, you can change the way you're looking at it. You can change the way you feel about it. You can change your consciousness into seeing this better and seeing how you can help her. Because we've talked about this before. She is healed. She needs somebody to help her, to pray for her, to show her love, because she's hurting inside. And so does that make more sense? Is that clearer on that? Because I think I was not really clear on that before.
Yeah,
that
make, it does.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And so as you focus on you, then things are going to be better. And that's what I meant by that. So hopefully that helps.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. And you know, and the thing is that your situation is going to get better. There is an improvement here actually by the end of the month.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what that is, but there is definitely an improvement towards the end of the month. Then next month, the really cool thing, Rose, I just saw this come into my vision here. The really cool thing about mid-February, around Valentine's Day, there is a major development that changes things there. And I don't know what that is. It's a good thing, but it's something huge. And so this would be around Valentine's Day. It would be about that week of Valentine's Day.
Wow. Okay, well, good. That's something to look forward to. Thank you.
Okay, yeah, give me something to look
forward to. Appreciate
it. All right, thank you, Rose.
I'll let you know. Okay.
All right, let's talk to Susie B. Hi, whoop, hold on. All right, there we go. Susie B., you're on air.
Hi, Michael. It's wonderful to talk to you.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you. So how is your Monday going and what's going on?
Well, one of the things I wanted to tell you was that you are absolutely correct, of course. And I did receive something from, you know, indirectly, but from my mom in the mail.
Oh, okay.
So that was a beautiful thing.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, the first thing I thought of when I saw it was, oh, Michael was right! But I was wondering if maybe, I was kind of hoping that there'd be a personal letter that she would have wrote and left me.
Right.
But, you know, maybe
yeah.
Not.
Well, because I still feel like that there is still something out there like that. I keep seeing something like that, yeah. They might not have got to everything yet. You know, it might take a little bit of time because I do feel like that there's some kind of a personal note or, you know, this is not an 8-page letter. This is just a short note. But I do feel like that there is something out there. Susie B., I'm going to ask you a question. This could be for you or it could be for anybody that's on my switchboard.
Sure.
But I'm having a pain located right around my rib cage, be on your right side. Have you been having any pain there?
No, not me, but I have been having, you know, my flare-ups of issues with my health. I have ulcerative colitis.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a couple questions. Please only answer yes or no to these, okay? Do you have somebody on the other side that was in a car accident, that passed from a car accident?
No.
Okay, all right, thank you. Then this would possibly be for somebody else on my switchboard, and this happens a little bit, so we're just going to leave that out there. Anything I can help you with besides
just,
that?
You know, I always like to connect with spirits, so...
Let me go ahead and pull a card really quick for you.
Sure.
Right, the Sacred Journey card comes from my Gaia deck, and it talks about life cycles, family, and transformation. Right now, you're focused on family because, you know, with your mother's passing and with all this stuff going on. So you're focused on this right now. Right now, you're going through cycles. The cycle that you're going through right now is going to be ending, and there's going to be a brand new cycle for you that starts here in 2 weeks. A more spiritual cycle. The one thing I'm going to prepare you for this, there are going to be some changes in your body as you make this shift. You could feel a little dizzy. You're going to feel a little lightheaded. This is going to be happening towards the end of this month. So you're going to feel that. So I'm just letting you know that that's going to happen. And this is a time of transformation. Really, Susie B., the one thing that Spirit really wants me to tell you is that you need to go inward, really go inward right now, and let go of this, all these baggage, all this feeling of not having a purpose. I feel like that at times you feel like that there's no purpose for you, and there's an amazing purpose for you. Hopefully I'm wrong on this, but hopefully you do know that you have a purpose, because I can definitely see it, and you're definitely going to see it here as you make this shift. And so just keep on being you, keep on being Susie B., and I love you, and I appreciate you calling in.
I love you too, Michael. Can I ask you a question?
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah.
Okay, I know that, you know, we are supposed to be living our lives for, you know, for what's, you know, for ourselves. We love ourselves, we love God. God's the center of us. Spirit is the center of us.
Right.
And but I was hoping, really, My wish is to have that love relationship and be very, very involved in that my special person's life.
Right.
Whether that be with maybe family that he has or what. And I
right.
was hoping that I would be able to, that would be like my purpose would be to, you know, be a very, very good influential person in that person's life and that person's family's life.
Right. And you will be that, but Susie, also you're missing a bigger picture here. And,
okay.
and what Spirit really wants you to look at is that there's a bigger picture besides just this one individual. You have a whole bunch of people that you're going to impact and that you're going to help, but you're missing
okay.
the bigger picture here right now. And Spirit wants
okay.
you to really focus on you, focus on healing you, and as you do heal you and take care of you, then this guy is going to come into your path. But there is a bigger, huge picture here that you're missing, and hopefully you understand that and know that. But I'm going to have to move on, but I do appreciate you calling in, okay?
Okay, hopefully when we talk again, then you can zero in more on that and help me.
Yeah, I sure will. All right, thank you,
okay,
Susie.
Okay, Michael, thank right. you. Love you.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Okay. All right. I got to try to make a connection because this thing is pushing me to do so. So I'm going to tell you what I'm feeling. If this makes a connection, then we are going to try to connect. Okay. What I'm seeing is a young man would be 30, maybe 35, not older than 35. So it'd be between 30 and 35. Would have been in a car accident, something about, or maybe, okay, hold on, I'm going to change this. He could have passed in a car accident, but I feel like that the ribs, I feel like what I'm feeling is that either played football, there was a damaged rib, or there was something with his rib cage. He was hit on his right side. This could even be from a car accident or from being hit on his right side. Okay, this also, unfortunately, could be some kind of abuse, but it's constantly hitting the right side. I feel like a bruised rib, maybe this is what he's trying to get me to, something bruised on the right side. I do feel like he passed from a car accident, do look like a blue car. This would be not a dark blue car, but not a light blue car, would have been in between that color. Also, the car had problems, either with steering or with something, because he would be complaining about this maybe about a month or so before this passing. If this is making sense to you, 347-327-9316. If you're listening to this show archived, a lot of these times it's archived stuff. If it makes sense to you. And it could make sense to more than one person. This could be connecting with more than one person. So if this is making sense to you in any way, please call me at 347-327-9316. Or if you're listening to the show archived, you can write me. Email address is spiritualtalkradio@ymail.com. All right, let's go ahead and connect with Ann right now. Hi, Ann. Hello, Ann? Okay, I couldn't hear Ann. So we'll come back to her. Let's go with Ellen. Ellen, hi. Hopefully I can hear you. Hello? Hello? Okay, now can anybody hear me? Let's go to Rose. Rose, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. For some reason, I'm feeling like Ellen didn't hear you, though.
Okay.
I don't know why.
I'm not sure why they're not hearing me. I hit Ann and Ellen.
I think Blog Talk's having some kind of glitch because I had that trouble too. They just weren't hearing me, and I had to try like 3 different times.
Okay, I'm going to go try to go back to them. All right, thank you, Rose. I just want to be sure people could hear me. All right. I was like, okay, what is going on? All right, let's talk to Ellen. Try again. Ellen, hello? Hello? Okay. All right. Let's try somebody else. We just keep on going down the line until somebody says hello. All right. Kathy, I'll come back to you guys. Don't worry. Kathy, can you hear me? Nobody can hear me. All right. That's okay. All right. Let's try 620.
Hi. Hello?
Hi.
You talking to me?
I am talking to you. Hey, I tried talking to several other people. For some reason, Spirit wanted me to talk to you before I talked to the other people. Nobody else will answer me. So,
that's awesome.
All right.
Actually, it happened to me, too. I totally lost and had to hang up and call again.
Yeah, Blog Talk has problems every once in a while.
Yeah,
but
so I think it's a Blog Talk problem. It's not ours.
Yeah.
It's not. You recognize my voice?
I do, Gene. How can I help you? Hey, it's been a while.
I just wanted
general reading.
I missed you so much.
I recognize your voice, yes. I could never forget you.
So, you better not.
I know. Okay, the Harmony card pops up here, Gene, and it talks about same thing that Spirit usually talks to you about, power and self-confidence, really stepping into that place. I don't know what's going on right now, but Spirit says that you need to take back your power a little bit. I don't know exactly what that's relating to. Maybe you do, but hopefully you do. But I think I do. Power and self-confidence, really stepping into you, not letting anybody push you around. And really just being you, especially this year. The one thing that I will tell you, Gene, there's going to be some amazing things happening in your life. I'm going to focus on these really quick here. There's going to be some amazing things happening for you. And you're going to see some changes in your living style. I know that there's some people living with you right now. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
I think. Okay. But I feel like that they are going to move sometime this year, and you're going to have your house back, and I feel like that's been very uneasy for you, having people there when you're not used to them being there, and then they're there, and the whole situation. You love them, but you also wish they had their own place. You like them being there, but it does put a cramp in your style and in who you are. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And right now, also, you just really need to surrender everything to Spirit and really releasing things. I have the Lost Love card that shows me that. This year for you is going to be a healing year. It's going to be a year that you really find balance in your life. I got a creating harmony through balance card. Really watching your emotions, watching because I feel like that your problem, Gene, a lot of times is it that emotion. Sometimes I feel like you go into that emotional place and not that spiritual place. Does that make sense?
Yes, very well.
Yeah. And a lot of the people around you, unfortunately, know exactly what buttons to push to get you there.
Amen.
So what you need to do, Gene, you need to step into your own power, and not when they push those buttons, are not going to have any more effect. You're not going to let them have that effect. Does that make sense? So
that's something I have to try to do.
Yeah, that's something that you need to work on. And the one thing that you can help with this is your angels. Your angels can help you with this, Gene. Mm-hmm. And so what you do is you say, okay, especially if you know you're going to be around a certain person that pushes those buttons, say, okay, I am not going to let that person, when I'm around this person today, no matter what they say, no matter what they do, they're not going to push that button today.
Right.
And then if you feel that energy coming up, then what you do is you just walk away.
Uh-huh.
You know, you just say, hey, you know, I'm not today. And as you do that, this is going to become more familiar with you. I know it may be a little strange at the moment because this is not something that you're used to doing. But you know, when you know you're going to be in a situation that people are going to push your buttons, then you just say, hey, you know what? Okay, I know I'm going to be around this person today. And so then you're going to say, okay, angels, just help me not let that person affect me right now. Because because I want to show them spirituality. I want to show them love. And I want to be what you want me to be. And I'm not going to let them push my button. And hopefully that helps you. And I appreciate you calling in. It was nice for you to...
Yeah, it's great to hear from you.
Hey,
I really miss you.
Hey, Gene, do me a favor, please. And drop me an email. I don't have your phone number.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Drop me an email at spiritualtalkradioymail.com and send me your phone number, please.
All right. I'll do that right now.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Gene. All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Because I've been trying. I was thinking about you actually, was it yesterday or maybe the day before, and I didn't have a phone number for you. So I'm glad you called in. Spirit knows exactly what we need. Let's try to get some of these calls. Again, let's try this. Who have I? Let's go with Ellen. Ellen, are you there?
Yes, Michael. How are you?
Good. Blog Talk's having some problems tonight, so we'll just have to work through them. But I'm glad I got to talk to you. How can I help you tonight?
Well, you said Spirit knows what to say, so I'm going to leave that up to Spirit to tell me what I need to hear.
Okay, let me go ahead and pull some cards for you. But Spirit's telling me there's a certain focus. Is there a certain focus that you want to focus on? Is there something that a particular focus? Okay, hold on. Maybe I'm getting it. Something to do with family. Is there a family issue going on right now?
There's always family issues.
Okay.
But it's
this would be particularly with an older woman.
All the women are deceased in my family. So
okay.
It would be my mother who... Okay.
Yeah, maybe this is an unresolved issue. Was there anything unresolved?
Oh, I'm sure there was, but yeah, I mean, my mother died when I was a child, so I mean, it's long ago. I have forgiven her. I hope she's forgiven me.
Okay.
I send her a tremendous amount of love, and I feel love from her. I think whatever has happened, it's done and over with. I think we're reconciled.
Yeah, because I feel like that she just wants to come forward at this moment and let you know that. I think that's what I'm feeling, you know, okay, that's taken care of, but she just... For some reason, I feel like that this is your mother. Your mother's on the other side, correct? Because
yes.
I'm feeling like that this is your mother coming forward. And as a medium, I have to pass these messages on when they come to me. But I definitely feel a female presence that just walked in here. And it was like a breeze. It was like when she came into my presence, it was like this cool breeze. It was like a healing energy that came forward, and she wants you to know that that is taken care of, that that is healing in you as well. And the other thing, she wants me to tell you that she's really proud of you. I don't know if she ever said that too much, but she wants me to tell you that she's proud of how you have grown and the woman that you are now. Does this make any sense to you?
Oh, it's nice to hear that. It really is.
Yeah, she wants me to acknowledge that. She's also making a reference now. She's making a reference to a young man. Now, do you have a son?
No, I don't.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. I don't mean to cause you any grief or anything like that. Have you ever lost a child?
No.
Okay, because she's making a reference to... She keeps making a reference to a young man. Now, I'm going to shelf that for a minute. I might come back to that, but she keeps making a reference to this young man. Now, this could be somebody with her, you know, but she keeps making a reference to them. Since it's not making really clear sense to me, I'm going to shelf it for a minute. But the one thing I also will tell you, Ellen, is that a lot of things really right now are coming to surface. I have the Moonlight Goddess card from my Gaia deck that just popped up, and it talks about repressed emotions. But there's a lot of healing, and the one thing that I would do the rest of this month is really look at Ellen, really have a time of reflection, really looking at yourself, because we're still going out of this 2012 energy. What's 2012 was this time to really look at ourselves, and a lot of people had a hard time with this, where a lot of emotions came up, and we're still dealing with some of that residue energy as we go into 2013. So really what Spirit really wants you to look at right now is you. And I think that that's why your mom popped in here to focus on this healing and just continue to let go of things. Continue just to be you. And now she's really smiling, and she's telling me that she loves you. And I'm going to leave you with that, but hopefully that helps you tonight.
It does. Thank you so much, Michael.
You're welcome. Thank you, Ellen. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, because I kept feeling that. Okay. Okay, let's go with Anne. Hopefully we can talk to you this time, Anne. Let's go and say hi.
Ah, there you are, Michael. Good to hear you back. I had a listen on my computer. I called to ask something, but in the meantime, you brought in a spirit that may resonate with me.
Okay.
I know of a young man who passed some time ago, possibly a little younger than that age, and
okay.
The car was sort of a gray tone. It wasn't blue. It was a gray tone. And
okay.
I had been with his mother a short time before he had the accident and passed. In that car, we had an accident. So the car may not have been in working condition, but that wasn't the cause.
Yeah, because I feel like that the accident, and I do feel like that it is connecting with you, so I'm going to make this connection. I feel like that the car was the problem here. I don't feel like it was an error with him. I felt like it was an error with the car. And I feel like that the car, the mechanics of this car caused this. Now, do you know if there was like a bruising on his right side, though?
I don't know. I just know that he was killed instantly. There was a head-on. The other person was killed, but he was actually hit from behind. It was a very strange circumstance by someone he knew well.
This was something. But there was, something with that car as well. But I don't know. He's just coming across. And okay, hold on. Because maybe, I'm going to write down your phone number because something just popped up that I don't feel comfortable saying on the air.
Oh, okay. And you'll call me back?
But I will call you back when the show ends and finish this because I just saw something, but I don't feel comfortable saying it on the air.
About him or about me?
About him. About this accident.
My question as well then, or?
Yeah, you go ahead and ask me a question, yeah.
Okay, I have a couple concerns that I need to take care of this week, and I'm wondering what you see coming up this week for me.
Okay, this week is actually going to be a really good week for you. These are going to be taken care of. Spirits tell me for you not to worry about them. They're already taken care of. This is done.
One is a self-test, and one is a question about a financial situation.
Yeah, the financial situation is taken care of. Now, what was the other question on this?
One is a health test.
A health test? A health test looks pretty good. I don't see anything that I'm concerned about. So I'm hearing Spirit says that this is taken care of and for you not to worry about this.
Like answer from the test?
Like I told you before, I feel like that this test is going to lead to a solution to this, but I do feel like that it is also going to lead to some other tests. I feel like that they are going to see something that is going to require some more tests. But the one thing, Anne, that we want to get to and that you've been asking Spirit to is to get to the bottom of this.
Right.
So I think that we're finally getting there. We're getting close to the bottom of this, but it is going to take some more tests.
Oh.
I feel like I keep seeing that.
You like bigger tests or more difficult or just?
I do feel like that there are going to be some. I don't feel like let's not look at the test as difficult. Let's not create that energy, but let's look at the test as being to the end of this. To bring an end to this problem, which I do believe they will. But there are going to be some more tests. Now, they are going to be a little bit more, more than what you're getting ready to go through. But they are going to get to the bottom of this, and that's what you want to get to. Okay? You want to get this done.
Doesn't appear to be anything serious, though, or?
As right now, and I'm not being able to – I don't see anything serious. I'm not going to say that it's not serious, but right now I don't see that.
All right.
But I do feel like that these tests are necessary to get to the bottom of this.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
But also, and your financial situation is going to get better towards the end of the week. Okay.
The end of the week. Oh, that's not long after waiting all this time. No.
Yeah. That's not long. So that's good news. I hope, and hopefully that helps you.
It did, and I'll talk to you later about the.
Yeah. There's just some information that I want to share with you, or maybe we can pass on to his mom or something.
Oh, good, because I'm still in touch with his mother, who's out of the country.
Because I just have some questions on this, and some things that popped up. So, but I will talk to you after the show. Okay.
Great, Michael. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and let's go to Woody. Woody, you're on air with me. Hopefully. Hi.
This is Woody from Connecticut.
Hi. How can I help you tonight?
Just see, I guess, what message you have for me.
Okay. Since the last time we talked, Woody, has there been some kind of development in, like, a relationship or relationship change?
No, not yet.
Okay. I feel like that this is more business-oriented and not romantic.
Okay.
Is anything going on with the your music side of you?
Yes. We're supposed to have this guy named Red and Banger supposed to set up, a tour for my music partner.
Oh, okay.
To open up for artists. I don't know when that's going to happen, but supposed to be sitting down, talking to him.
Okay. I'm seeing, I keep hearing 2 weeks. So I'm going to say that by the end of this month or early next month, you guys are going to be sitting down. And I definitely feel like that this is going to be a good thing for you. I definitely keep seeing good. This year for you and this music stuff, this is your year. I keep seeing that. So just keep focused on that, okay? Don't get distracted by anything at the moment. Just keep focused on your music. Everything else is going to fall into place when it's supposed to. But right now, the one thing that Spirit wants you to focus on is your talent. You have an amazing talent, and Spirit wants you to focus on. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Yeah. So just really keep focused right now. But, yeah, this guy's really going to help you guys move forward. So hopefully that helps you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Woody.
Bye.
All right. Okay, I feel like I'm picking up something else. Hold on. Okay. I don't know any other way to do this except to just say it. I'm picking up, this would be a woman, definitely in spirit, would have passed from, looks like maybe something wrong with her stomach, maybe stomach cancer, something like that. Also lost, during childbirth. Would have lost 2 kids. She had problems carrying a child to full term. She did finally carry a child to full term. Would have been her 3rd child try anyhow. And I feel like that it was a boy. If this is making connection to you, please call me at 347-327-9316. Would have passed from like something with her stomach. Maybe a liver problem, I don't know, something in the stomach. So, all right. Kathy, you're on air with me. Hi. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on air.
Hi.
How can I help?
Yes. I was going to ask you, Michael, thank you for taking my call.
No problem.
I've spent the last 4 weeks taking leave from work to be with my mom, and it has been very difficult, and I just want to know what you have to say about that, because as long as I'm in the house with her, everything is okay, but even if I go to see my brother, she freaks out on me.
Okay.
It's almost narcissistic.
Right. Okay. I don't want your mother's name, of course, but how old is your mom?
75.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And this been going on for a while? Has it been ongoing?
Oh, it's been, well, since my stepfather died 4 years ago, it has been progressively worse. And the doctor did put her on medication, and it helped her tremendously. But right. Because it's medication, she won't take it. And it's just gotten progressively worse. And okay. I don't know what to do.
Okay. I'm going to be quiet for just a second since this
okay.
is so serious, and let me tap in
okay.
to this, and
thank
let me
you.
let me get you an answer on this, okay?
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Okay. All right, I have an answer.
Okay.
And hopefully this will help. The thing is, your mom needs some kind of supervision, and you can't provide that at this moment. It's just getting out of hand. What I feel
yeah.
like, because she's not taking her medication. She needs her medication.
Yeah.
She's a lot better when she's on that medication. She's also
yeah.
doing this in some ways to control you.
Yes.
Nothing against your mother, but she has
yeah.
a very controlling energy at
yeah.
times. And so a lot of this is that. It's like a power struggle sometimes. You really love your mother, and your mother loves you. I know that. But at this moment in time, what I'm feeling like is that somebody here needs to step in. There has to be another person that steps in here.
We've tried. She won't let them.
She won't let them? Okay.
No. And I don't know what to do. I'm stuck.
Yeah, yeah, I can feel that. So she won't allow anybody to come there?
No.
Okay.
No. The only one that can ever take care of her are her four siblings, and the four siblings are all done with her because
right.
it's been so abusive.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I definitely see that. Yeah. Kathy, I'm picking up some things, but I don't really have a lot of time to talk about this. If you would like to set up a reading, maybe that might be a better choice here, but that's totally up to you. You can do that on my website. But because this is going to take a lot more time than just what I have with you right now. So you might want to think about that. But to give you some help right now, I would say that something is going to have to be done. You know, you're going to have to look at, you know, with her just making a choice for you, saying, hey, you know, this is, I'm not going to put up with this. And I know walking away from her is what everybody else is doing, but sometimes in our lives to walk away from people, give them a wake up call. And she needs some kind of help. And if she's not going to take her medication, then something has to give here. Because she's just going to get worse and worse. And you deserve better in this.
Because it's hurting.
Yeah, yeah. Trust me, I'm in some kind of the same situation in some ways. So I understand some of this more than you realize. But, you know, I the one thing that I would tell you at this point is just be gentle with you. The one thing that you have to look at, Kathy, is what is important to Kathy right now? What does Kathy need? And what Kathy needs is answers and guidance and direction, and I believe that they're inside of you. And you just got to take back your own power. You care about this person, but also at the same time, to care about a person, sometimes we have to look at, okay, is it time that I need to walk away and do some tough love? And in this situation, my advice as a reader is it's time for some tough love here.
Okay.
And sometimes it's necessary. Nobody has the right to treat somebody bad and to keep putting up with that. Sooner
okay.
or later, we got to be good to ourselves and true to ourselves. And my advice to you is to step up and say, okay, I'm not going to do this anymore. This is going to change, or I'm just going to do something else. I can't keep doing this. You can't keep doing this to yourself, Kathy. You can't do it.
Okay, and that makes sense, and that's what I felt internally, but that's a very hard thing to do.
Yeah, it is a hard thing to do. It is definitely a hard thing to do, but Kathy, I'm going to tell you something. if you don't do this, then I'm going to see you sick. I see you just burning out and sick. And I don't want that for you, and I know you don't want that for you, and the people around you don't want that for you. And so, but you're going to have to make a choice here, and you need to make this choice within at least a month here. You have about a month before some serious, sickness might pop up here with you. So due to stress. Stress causes a major thing to our body. So you got about a month to make a decision here on this, you know, what is good for Kathy. And what's good for Kathy is, you know, being a little tough here and stepping up and saying, hey, I'm not going to put up with abuse from this situation anymore.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much. I needed that.
Hey, and I'll be praying for you, okay?
Thank you, Michael. God bless.
You too, Kathy. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
You know what? Let's go ahead and do that right now, actually. Let's go ahead and pray for Kathy and the situation. And, you know, a lot of people sometimes we're in situations that we don't have answers. We don't know what Spirit wants us to do. And sometimes, you know, in life we have to make tough decisions and we have to look at what is important for ourselves. And in this situation, some tough love has to be necessary. You know, sometimes we have to tell the person, say, you know what? I love me enough to not put up with this anymore. And Kathy, you know, you just got to make some decisions here. And if you would like to set up a full reading with me, or anybody wants to set up a full reading with me, you can do that over on my website at www.spirituallyawakening.com. You can go to that still through Insights with Michael. You still can get there through Insights with Michael if you don't remember spirituallyawakening.com. All right? Either one of those will get you to my site. All right. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, Mother, God, man, my heart just breaks for Kathy right now in this situation. And Father, Mother, God, I know that you're right with her right now. And I know that inside of her is that empowering love that will help her through this situation. And Father, Mother, God, she loves this person, but she also needs to stand up for herself. And sometimes this is hard. These are hard choices. These are hard decisions. And we want to do the right thing, and Kathy wants to do the right thing. Just give her that direction tonight. Father, Mother, God, right now I just pray right now for this situation and everything that's involved, everyone that's involved, and whatever is causing this person to be like this, this anger and this frustration and all this stuff that rises up inside of her, just heal this. Let her know that she needs her medication. Let her know that she needs help, and let people help her. Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for what you're about to do. Because I can feel it. I can feel this shift. And I thank you for Kathy, and I thank you for her spirit, and I thank you for her love and the energy that she's pouring into this person. And we say namaste, and we say amen. All right. I want to shift here again, and talking about shifting. You know, we're spiritually awakening. Let's go back to that. We're spiritually awakening. Rose, I'm not taking any more calls tonight. Thank you, Rose, for your help, though. You know, one thing when I started going into spiritually awakening and going into the website, and if you haven't been to the website, check it out. You are going to be surprised if you go over there. It does look totally different than anything I've ever done. And it shows you a shift. You know, it goes back to this change that I began to feel in June of last year. And this evolving energy that's in me right now. That as I'm evolving, You know, do I totally understand where I'm going with spiritually awakening the website and all this stuff? I don't know that yet. But I know that I'm evolving, and I know that I'm shaming, and I know that I'm shifting. And one thing that Spirit gave me was that spiritual awakening is like a gear shift in a car. A lot of us have gear shifts in our vehicles. There's park, neutral, reverse, drive. Some of us in the universe still, and it's okay if you're here, are still in park. Don't know exactly even how to make that shift. You know, don't even know if you want to make that shift. And that's okay. So you're still in park. You haven't done anything yet. And that's okay, because Spirit loves you right where you are. Okay? Then there's some of us that have shifted that into neutral, and we're just sitting there. Because we don't know if we want to go forward, backwards, or whatever. I guess we can't go sideways, but sideways. Sideways is, I don't think sideways is a word, but sideways is what I was trying to get to. Okay. But reverse, forward. So we stay in neutral. And do you know that your consciousness wants to keep you in neutral? Wants to keep you just right there. Because right there, you're not going anywhere. You are stuck. You're not going anywhere in neutral. Unless you're sitting on a hill, and then you might go backwards. Okay, that brings me to my next gear, which is reverse. Living backwards. Living in the past. You know, playing old tapes over and over. Excuse me for just a minute. I need to take a drink. Hold on. Thank you for allowing me to do that. So going backwards. You know, playing old tapes over and over. Living in yesterday. You know, I've heard people say, well, those were the glory days. I don't think so. I think our better days are ahead, which gets us to drive. You know, putting it in drive, moving us forward. And maybe in your spirituality, you're somewhere in that gear shift. The Spirit loves you no matter where you are on there. But we spend too much time in reverse. If you drive your car reverse all the time, you're going to see the same old things over and over and over. You know, seeing where you were, not where you're going. That is awesome. We should write that down. Okay. If you're in reverse, you're going to see where you were, not where you're going. And we need to go forward. We need to go drive. All right. I want to close with something. I want to close with the lyrics of the song that we played open with. And I'm going to have to do this pretty quick because we're about to run out of time. But I want to look at those words really quick. I believe I can fly. I used to think that I could not go on. And life was nothing but an awful song. But now I know the meaning of true love. I'm leaning on the everlasting arms. You know, a lot of you might think, man, I can't go on, Michael. You just don't know where I'm at. But you don't know where I was. When Spirit stepped in and said, you know what? No, you're not going to stay here. You're going to put it in drive and you're going to move forward. Leaning on those everlasting arms. You know, leaning on the Spirit within me, trusting the Spirit within me to get me through those days. If I can see it, this goes back to manifesting, then I can do it. If I just believe it, there's nothing to it. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. It's a shift in your consciousness. Listen to the words here. spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar, shifting your consciousness. I see me running through that open door. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. That chorus is a shift in consciousness here. It's that shift in consciousness. Okay? The next line says, see, I was on the verge of breaking down. Sometimes silence can seem so loud. There are miracles in life I must achieve. But first I know it starts. Where? Inside of me. If I can see it, then I can be it. If I just believe it, there's nothing to it. That's what we have to do. That's what we have to begin to see, is this shift in consciousness. That song has special meaning in my life because there was a time in my life that I was down to nothing. Spirit chopped me down to nothing to rebuild me. You know, a lot of times it's the way we look at things. It's the way we look at situations. It's the way we're focused. But all spiritual awakening is, my friend, is a shift in your consciousness. And I want you to do something with me. I'm going to teach you an exercise really quick that I do to do this program. Because when I come here, I shift my consciousness. I shift from Michael into the spirit me. It's a simple task that I do. Might be hard for you to begin with. But I'm going to teach you how to do it really quick. I got about 7 minutes to teach you. And how it is you just close your eyes. I want you to do this right now, please. Close your eyes. Close my eyes. And then I want you to tap into your consciousness right now. How you do that is you just focus on your brain. Focus on your head. Focus your energy on your head. Okay? And now, your consciousness is probably bringing up all the stuff that you've done today, bringing up all those memories of today. Maybe you're frustrated. Maybe those things are going on. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to just shift. How you do that is you just tell your brain, and you have to do this. You can do this out loud. I usually do it just in my head. But you just say, I'm going to shift into spirit. Okay? And as you do that, what I want you to do is I want you to hear a drum in your head. I want you to hear boom, 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 boom in your head. I want you to hear that. And then I want you to feel this shift. Do you feel something? Do you feel something changing? It's going to be very light to begin with. You're not going to feel a major shift yet. Maybe so, maybe not. But if you keep focusing on that and you keep doing that, you're going to feel something different happen. The other thing, that there is something that will help you on my website at www.spirituallyawakening.com. If you go to www.spirituallyawakening.com, if you go to where it says intuitive reading, there is a video there. Okay? It's a shamanic journey, okay? I would suggest that you go there and do that. Now, that journey is about an hour long. You don't have to do an hour long. If you just listen to about 10 minutes of that, it is going to help you make these shifts, going to help you make this change, okay? Go over there. It's www.spirituallyawakening.com. It's found on the intuitive reading page. You know, the other day, I forgot who, I think it was Michelle, was with us and talked about that vibration and suggested that I do that with my reading style and stuff. So we have put that on our site. Listen to that tonight, about 10 or 15 minutes of it. I'm going to do it right after the show. It will help you ground. It will help you make that shift. When you listen to that video, please do it with a headset, if you have a headset. If you have a big screen television or if you have louder speakers, that probably would work. A headset would probably be best. So listen to it about 10 minutes. You can listen to the whole hour. Also, there's a 30-minute one over there. When you click on that video, it will say, give you a choice of going to the 30-minute or to the hour. The 30-minute is different. There is a different beat to it. So either one of those would work. And tell me how it worked for you. Keep doing it. You know, let's make it a week challenge. Let's make it a week challenge today. 10 minutes each day. I want you to go over there. I want you to listen to that for 10 minutes every day. And then by the end of the week, let's see how we feel. Let's make this shift together, okay? Will you guys do that with me? Can you commit to that? About 10 minutes a day, just listen to 10 minutes of that every day this week. I don't care when, just do it, okay? All right? Hopefully it helps. All right. Thank you for listening tonight. Hopefully you got something out of today's show, hopefully. So we will be on. Oh, I have a guest. I don't even know who I have. Nicole. Will be with us. Thank you, Stephen. I don't know what I'd do without Stephen. He's like my secretary, I don't know what you call him. I don't know what I'd do without him. So we have Nicole with us. Nicole Stevens will actually be with us on Wednesday. She is a medium, and she will do mediumship readings only. So if you want to make contact with a loved one or something like that, her focus is mediumship stuff, okay? So she will be with us on Wednesday. So Nicole will be with us. And I can't wait. For more information about my guests or to hear previous guests, go to www.spiritualtalkradio.net. And you can find out the people that are coming, the people that have been here. Find out a whole bunch of stuff. Check out that site and check out www.spirituallyawakening.com, or you can go to it still by going to Insights with Michael. All right, either one of those will work. Have a great night. Thank you so much for being here. Rose, thank you for being you and continue to be you. And the one thing I want us to do in these last 2 minutes, I want us to focus on the President of the United States. I'm not going to tell you exactly what I'm feeling, because I just don't want to do that. But let's just say that we need to keep continually surrounding him with white light, for the next, couple months here. And always, but at least for months, please remember President Obama and his family. Michelle, the first lady, and the daughters, and his mother-in-law, and just that family. So continue to lift them up. Continue to surround them with the white light. You know, we got to set aside all of this stuff, these belief systems and these bickering and all this stuff. If we're going to move, got to make a shift. And so set aside your political opinions right now and just focus on the president and surround him with white light. All right? I'd appreciate it. He would appreciate it, and the spirit within you would appreciate it. All right. Have a great night. We're out of here, and I will talk to you Wednesday. We're not on tomorrow, so we're on Wednesday again at 6 p.m. Central. Good night. All right. Bye-bye.